Ja, ziemlich.
Okay.
Jo.
How you doing, bro?
Oh, fine. Fine, 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 fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and Big Sis can be working together.
Okay, sounds good. Got the crystal.
Good, 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 good. So, first of all, let's get any questions you might have for me out the way.
Okay. In that case, I'll need the use of your eyes. Okay.
No guests tonight?
I'm going to show you a couple of pictures here.
Was it naked ladies?
Don't you see enough naked ladies in your lifetime?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's one up on me, dude. Just going to be back tomorrow.
Cool. Okay, two things. Alright, first, this is called a healing rod, or power rod, for all practical purposes, the finished product here.
That's better to have it this way off. Now what's this?
That is the process of making it.
No, this part.
Same thing as this, only with two crystals instead of a cap.
Okay, but this is all bound up together.
Right.
So,
in other words, this would be with one crystal and a cap, with leather thongs.
So this is a crystal here, right?
No, that's a copper tube.
Copper tube, okay.
What's it say here? Quartz crystal, copper pipe.
Which one's that?
Copper, that's the tube here.
Okay.
B would be the copper tube.
Mm-hmm.
A would be the crystal. D would be the cap.
Mm-hmm.
C would be the wrapping of it.
Okay.
And this is the final, what it looks like when you get that.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, this is the finished product. This is how it goes together. Leather strap, silver disc, and a crystal. Okay? This is the finished product. That is a crystal headband.
For what function?
Wrap around your head.
To do what?
To enhance psychic communication.
Ah, telepathy.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now then. According to the book, the power rod operates on the principle that subatomic particles are gathered within their copper tube, and thought process pushes them out through the crystal into a controlled beam. It's called what's called a psionic projectors.
Okay.
Your thoughts on the engineering of such a thing, being as there aren't any moving parts.
The engineering, very simple, very primitive, very useful.
How so?
How so?
Well, first do I understand. Third part.
Very useful?
Does it work the way it says it does?
Basically? If you, it depends on what sort of crystal you're going to use.
Okay, let's start with that.
Okay, if you use an energy crystal, it's good for energy supply and direction. If you use a far-sighted crystal, one that hasn't been shaped to the perfect shape, which is more this shape, right? You can use it as a directional beacon to fire, and then you ride down the beam. Okay? But you have to be quick. You have to be able to point it in the direction, fire, go into the astral travel mode like in 5 seconds, and chase after it, which you expend a lot of energy to catch up with it, but once you catch up with it, you hold on to it until it burns up its energy. And then by that time you should have recovered enough to use your own energy.
It's like a booster rocket.
Okay. Another thing that you could do is use it as a healing crystal. Put a healing crystal in there and direct the energy from the healing crystal.
Okay, so three very obvious ways to possibly use this.
And the same with manifesting. If you remember, when we had zapping things using Big Energy Crystal there, was it the Big Energy Crystal where to use?
True, yes.
Yeah, had you feedback by accident, told you not to follow it too tightly.
Right.
You could use it for manifestation with a manifesting crystal. Can't use it with a information crystal because you drain the information. If you were to do it with gold, it would have a higher resonance.
Well, I lost the chapter in this book that tells why the subatomic particles are captured in the first place in the copper tube. I assume this is just basic cosmic rays that we're talking about here. Why would they be capturing a copper tube?
Because the crystals hold them in place. They will drift out the sides. But as they travel linear, you see, as long as you keep it pointing north, right, they'll travel backwards and forwards, bouncing from one to the other. From one crystal to the other crystal.
Okay. What if you just put a copper cap at the end, like the one that it describes?
Well, any cosmic rays that are coming in from the direction that you're holding them, let's say you hold it this way and they come in from the bottom, right, would be focused down into... In a way, you could say that they're captured, that they bounce backwards and forwards, but they wouldn't because crystals wouldn't hold them in place. Just be drifting through and being focused down by the point of the crystal.
Very good, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I assume that the use of this as far as how good it is depends on how good the sender is.
Correct.
Okay. And how controlled and focused it is. So this would be more potent than just a regular crystal by itself.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's described as a Atlantean technology. I'll go with that just because I don't have a better term for it.
Okay. And you know that I can't confirm all of it.
And I'm not going to get you into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
especially not tonight.
In regards to the crystal headband, same principle applies, except for the fact there's no copper tube to capture anything. Why would the silver disc next to your third eye in front or behind a crystal?
Silver disc, I don't know why. Just a regular crystal would wear it fine on its own. Silver disc, maybe for looks, maybe for reflecting energy from the crystal.
What about a copper disc?
No, it needs to be a clear surface in this case if it's been used as a reflector to focus on the crystal.
So what would you suggest is best? Just a plain crystal?
Plain crystal on its own. If you want for looks and using it like a radar dish, radio dish.
Okay. Now, in keeping a crystal next to your body, you can generally able to work with amplifying your own energy field. So this would work in the same fact of the fact that you now have it next to your third eye. It's amplifying those third eye emanations.
Well, that's what that crystal is. Mark's other crystal. The one that is cleaning or powering up and clearing.
Okay. Alright. What about being able to communicate on a worldwide level with a crystal headband?
You'd have to communicate with people similarly armed or with people that are of a higher level and are more sensitive.
Okay. Now, the last question I have for you, my dear, is with the power rod, if you were to focus it toward a color TV, with a live broadcast of something somewhere.
No, that wouldn't work. Focusing it on somebody like your president to energize him there. Because that is being received, not transmitted.
Okay, well, according to the book, I'll put it this way. It says particles ride down the carrier wave, the microwave radiation and UHF waves, and that way you can send the particles down that feed up to the satellite and back down.
And the person that's there receiving or filming or picking up the sound from it gets a nasty buzzing sensation in his ears and confusion.
So wherever the camera's pointed would not necessarily
affect. No, not necessarily, because you see, what happens is, you're taking the picture, right?
Right.
Comes into the camera.
Right.
Goes through all the computer and all the internal mechanism. Sent to the transmitter. At that point, it becomes a VHF, UHF,
sent up to the satellite, then
TNT, whatever, that becomes that frequency.
Right.
Yeah, well, started me off on that last week. It's this ESPN nonsense.
Okay, because I was going to try it tomorrow with the O.J. Simpson trial, so I might get someone to scratch the nose.
In a hot, stuffy room with lots of smelly people that are sweating, I think it'd be pretty easy to get somebody to scratch their nose right there.
That's why it'd be fun to try.
Get OJ. Orange juice.
Alright, well, if it works, you'll be the first one to know, because Carl will tell you.
Yeah!
Okay, well, that was my last question, I promise, and I'm going to hold to that promise.
You can get away with it with me, but not with Omar. Okay. Just in case. And then when that's finished, we'll pick him up again.
Okay.
Okay, again for mind link. Fuzzy around the edges being pulled, but apart from that, it's a good link.
Hold on. Cute hands. Beautiful at the same time.
Thank you. I don't know how you do it. What surprised me about tonight was that Tia was feeding the cubs and she wasn't participating. Do you know you beat me bare, bro?
Yeah, boy. Tough questions.
Okay. Big healing crystal, please.
Alright. Oh, the arm is broken.
Well, I can't tell without actually getting in closer, because, the monitor just gives the energy and the auras and everything. So we're going to have to probably get in and feel it. Oh.
Now, I've got to get this relayed to Achilles. Achilles has more feel, so there's going to be a little bit of a time delay.
Now, nobody's told me what he did.
Kick this chair in front of me.
What did he do that for?
Curious
whispering something about communication devices being needed to be answered. Well, it's definitely swollen. Nice shade of colour. It might be advisable to get one of your air doctors to bind it up.
I wouldn't
say that it's broken, it's more compressed. I'm not getting closer, I can't really see that.
I think you just did it to practice our healing techniques.
Somebody else probably did it for me. Now I should say it's more compressed. Well, it's possible break, it's hard to tell on the monitor. Possible. Okay, let's see what we can do for it. Right, Dr. Russell. Okay. Now, I'm not going to direct you, I'm going to see if, and I want you to tell me out loud what you're going to do.
Okay. First off, I'm going to go ahead and direct the laser scalpel in to the broken area. But while I'm doing that, I'm going to be directing energy into it and pulling energy up from the main healing crystal to connect where I'm at in this energy to work on that place from two directions at once.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thank you. No, I got it from you.
Yes, it is a little amusing. Okay, go ahead. Sounds like the natives are restless tonight.
Still?
No, the natives. Beating their drums out there. Doesn't sound like coming through his voice, does it?
Sounds really worth everything.
Okay. You've been trying to make your own energy focusing stand, haven't you?
Of course.
Like the one we've got an hour apart.
Have you been having the only one around?
Take out that crystal and put this one. And sound it. And put your hands either side like this. To feel the energy. Much more potent energy, isn't it?
I'll refrain from using profanity at this
point. I think you came very close to it.
Yes, I did actually. One more try.
Now hit it harder. See, it goes on a lot longer if you hit it harder. A lot more potent energy wise. That's the one that you should have in there, not the energy crystal.
Oh!
Feeling a bit giddy, are we?
Right back to the old jawbone there. Pop my ears.
Okay, now do you have questions for me?
Well, first off, is he going to have to take this in to get it working?
Might be advisable.
So
it's more of a compression than a break.
Okay.
Does it do that? Does that feel a little bit better? I'm not going to take all of it away because it's a reminder on how potent the energy is. It's a sympathetic vibration.
Why does it work on your head like that?
Because of the cavities. How many times have I got to tell you about the cavities, dear?
Cabin through my ears.
You're too hard on yourself sometimes.
Sometimes I have to be so I can keep myself in focus and not get too overheaded.
Focus, dude! Gah! Right. Coolness! Ride the wave! Carol!
I miss it. Okay, my dear. Now then.
Don't you enjoy it when we do that?
Of course I
do. Yo!
How can you...
Get two people in the same time in this body? We don't. Just curled up in the energy field up here.
Oh, cute. I want to put this a disc of that.
If you can't give smells as well.
Okay, how can you help differentiate the fact that a great healer can also be a great warrior?
Opposites and equals. The yang and the yin.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like, though, it's a... What's the word? It's not supposed to work that way.
But it does.
Okay. Because it would seem like being able to fight is the opposite of being able to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would seem like one would stop the other. It's like you either have to be one or the other.
Sometimes there's a dysfunction that it's like some doctors on your planet. They love surgery and they like the sight of blood. It's the same with some healers. They love their job. And sometimes they feel out of place when they haven't got anything to do. So they can't make their own healing capabilities or healing work. Like someone else I know.
Okay, so for myself, would it be advisable to also learn more things that would help protect myself and others?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is... Let me put it this way. Supposing we... Let me just say there'll be... One, three, four, five. Supposing our little family, all seven of us, came down here. Right?
Right.
And we got in a situation where there was a riot. Mm-hmm. And what's important? To defend the children.
Yeah.
But what use would you be if you don't know how to defend? It's no good going in there with all that aggression to beat hell out of people to defend us if you don't know how to use it. That's why I joined up. That's why I was a soldier. Although admittedly a medic.
Well, I wouldn't want arm wrestling.
You'd beat me.
No way. Slaughter.
It's all in the risks you take.
Well, I know, and that's where you'd slaughter when you got longer arms than I do.
Evolution.
Indeed.
Evolution.
Okay. Now, one thing is, I was discussing with Kiri the particle rod, or the power rod thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you had two, one for healing and one for energy, you could effectively, you know, take one with you where you need to go and use that as a...
Yeah, make a small portable one.
Right.
Good idea, huh, dude?
Yeah. Dude, Ed.
That's say, get the gender right, the way she's going to come down there and belt you one of these days. Or when you come up here, she's going to break things with you.
Just so she can put them together.
I'd have to put them back together.
Now then, I'd like to discuss a little bit about radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the radiation that is harmful to you, but the radiation that is given off by each living person.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we call it life force.
Yeah!
Okay. And being able to determine that life force.
You may want to bring that up higher again.
Okay, and being sensitive enough to be able to train to feel the life force for that radiation,
mm-hmm.
So that you can interact with others and know how to use the right kind of radiation in working with.
Well, when people give off energies concerning their moods.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sweetie pie. Take care of me, don't you? Unfortunately, it's not me.
Close enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, by the way, we've got usage of the pyramid when we need it. Where are you going? Not this week. Okay, I'll have to be next week.
Okay.
Okay, where was I? Oh, yes. Now, when people are giving off negative energy, negative radiation, when they're in a mood, you can feel it, and you know how to interact to change that mood. Do you not? When somebody's giving off depressed energy, that they are feeling down, miserable, again, you can interact with that. And the same with happy energy and aggressive energy and uninterested energy.
I'm just saying energy is sort of catchable.
Right.
So that you know how to interact.
Okay.
QED.
Absolutely. Good. And then that way you can be able to work with it in whatever way you need. And using the power rod, as I was mentioning, you are affecting that radiation being given off by that person.
So, sorry, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, good.
I had somebody's finger in my ear.
Sounds like fun.
Yes, really, it's not anywhere else anyway, it's just got to hate it, so.
A lovely bird, by the way.
Mm, I thought so.
She looks so cute.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When she has more, it'd be easier for her.
Well, one thing I've noticed is that I have a connection to Miranda.
It's
closer to yours than it is to Alana's.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's your first daughter.
Yeah, but I don't have that with Michael and David.
But they're not daughters.
You still think very third dimensionally about daughters.
Being female, being more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's probably just a hangover from being in third dimension.
Yeah. Don't worry too much about it.
Okay.
It's good. Actually, it's not only third dimension. Here you go. Sixth.
Okay. Wow.
So I've got to confess that Dad sometimes spoils me a little bit on his little girl, even though that niche taller than he is, still his little girl.
That's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes, last night with the fireworks, in other words, I was seeing more of Miranda's mind than I was yours almost.
Did she increase the little individual?
Right, and that's what amazed me so much, because
well, it's all new to her. You remember how our terrible twosome were so interested in everything the first 48 hours out of the womb. And then they dropped off, didn't they?
Right.
As they started to learn how to manipulate and control their various bodily movements and functions to maximum effect. Miranda will do the same.
I think she'll do a little bit longer than 48 hours.
Maybe.
Okay, and the last question I've got is in dealing with the LS device coming up.
Uh-huh.
And working with that to increase my healing capabilities.
Uh-huh.
We need to work on tape at some point.
Okay, no problem. No problem at all. We'll do that the same night. We'll do an astral travel run on one side, and on the other side, a healing one.
Alright, perfect.
30 minute text night with us.
She does. Okay, great. Thank you, darling. If I can, I'll try to get up there. I've got a late night to have a meeting.
Yes, I know. I'll be watching.
Okay, if I do, I'll probably catch you when you're sleeping. Surprisingly.
I'll be asleep in bed.
Pretending to sleep, no doubt. Okay, well, I'll pretend to wake you up.
I think I might build a pyramid over the bed. I have to probably sleep in another room whilst I get it worked out. Never mind, let me work on it.
Alright, fair enough. Have fun. See you.
Me too, dude.
Okay, darling.
Quick. Fine, fine.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put myself on last for information purposes.
Okay.
Because I think you're going to enjoy tonight.
Oh, good.
Sleepy dreams. Good night.
I'll do my best.
Cheers. Good evening, Russell.
Good evening, Omar. I take it. No?
Let us proceed. Okay. I have some questions for you.
Alright, fire away.
How do you see your capabilities involved in your modern society of your dimension?
I see them as a extension of Ashtar Command, actually. As my abilities get more refined, as also with Mark's, I see the interaction that I have with my fellow humans helping to increase that consciousness around me, and hopefully it'll spread out exponentially from there.
And how does this interact with Ashtar Command?
Well, due to the fact that the training I'm getting is directly from Ashtar Command, I'm basically working from that base of knowledge. And so anything that I work on from here on out will be an extension of that.
Okay. How would you personally best use healing capability that you have? What function would you prefer to use it for?
Actually, two ways when you think about it. I'd probably say the first part in training, teaching, trying to help others learn what I've learned and let them take it from there and let them spread the word also. And another way in my personal healing, working with people who come to me who want to be healed so that when they're healed, it'll be because they know I'm using my own energies rather than tools around me, instead of having to go to a doctor. And I think that'll help out their mindset and those that they come in contact
with. Okay, now here is an interesting question for you.
Okay.
You have a patient. You are a doctor. You do not have to worry about your silly laws. What would be more important? Saving an arm or a leg?
I had a choice between the arm or the leg, I would say the leg. I mean, I would save the arm.
You do not sound sure.
No, because you have a wheelchair, and it can get around in a wheelchair. But as with an arm, well, that's a tough one. I think I'll change that. I'd say save the leg, because an arm, you can do everything that you want one arm, but you can't walk around one leg.
Okay, now, here is an even harder question.
Okay.
You are aboard your recon vessel. You have a crew of 5 under you. You are the captain. Your chief engineer is Marta. You have an engine problem that only one person with the knowledge can fix. But there is a radiation leak. What would you do?
I would send the person the knowledge and to fix it. Because the lives of the many are worth far more than the lives that they want.
Okay. Last question.
Where would you like to work?
You mean right now, as in my present third dimension?
No. Where would you like to work?
I'd love to work on fifth dimension. Work on Hades base.
Okay, thank you.
Phew. Okay.
Mark doesn't seem too worse the wear for that.
Sorry?
Mark doesn't seem too worse the wear for that.
What do you mean?
Energy wise.
Hmm.
Take anything out of him?
No more than would be expected.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I almost keep my panties.
You would.
You just walked in.
I can only guess who that was, but a pretty good guess.
Okay, let me hand you over to the next person.
Alright.
Greetings, Russ, and how are you functioning?
Doing very well, actually.
Considering.
Considering.
Okay, you have questions for me, I understand.
Yes. I got quite a few questions, as a matter of fact. We missed ourselves last time.
Mm-hmm.
We got on me going to a two-part interview. In fact, I'll go from the stuff that I had, and then go to stuff that I have.
Okay.
That was a tough last question today.
Hmm.
Because I wanted to say Earth, given a choice, I put it beyond human space. Because there's not enough problems on Earth right now.
Okay, let's have your guess on who you thought you were talking to.
Samantha.
Correct.
Because Ashtar would have said, good evening, Mr. Hatfield.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha would have said, good evening, Russ.
Russell.
Corton and you would not. Well, you would have said it like that. That's why I said Omal at first.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start asking questions, it's easy to tell who it is. You don't ask questions.
Not very often, though.
Not very often, no. Well, good. I'm finally glad to meet the gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit anonymous. Okay, questions, here we go.
Okay.
Now, here's a two-parter right here. With year 2000 approaching, alright, the gulf is widening between opulence and non-opulence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is persecution a high probability?
Yes.
It is. Okay, because I was assuming that possibly the government of the National Empire made that kind of unlikely with the disbelief factor.
No, when it becomes accepted that there is, first of all, it will follow these simple patterns. Or, astonishment, confusion, misunderstanding, persecution.
Okay. Now, the second part of this is the Psychic Friends Network. And the influx of metaphysical magazines has brought consciousness changes. And so a key to keeping the persecution from happening, hopefully, is acceptance and letting people see that you can be normal and psychic.
What do the average person think? Let me rephrase that. It's a terrible grammar. What does the average person think about the Psychic Friends Network?
It's kind of a joke.
Yes. It is advertised as for entertainment purposes only.
But in my personal view, it seems like it's a doorway, at least. Which
for some.
Was none before.
Kara's comment about the natives is quite correct. They are restless tonight.
I can't Well, Mark's hearing is more sensitive than mine.
Yes, and we are hearing through amplified.
Okay. Now, is there a way to shunt off the persecution factor in the future?
The more you delay it, the longer it will take to heal.
Okay. And do we have a estimated timeline for all this to happen?
No, not yet.
Okay.
As you might say, the votes are still out.
Okay. Now, I'm doing a little research lately on the various space missions that have gone up on this view of the moon. And in Apollo 12, the one that followed the moon landing, a thunderbolt hit the spacecraft and put out a bunch of power systems. They had to reroute and click back on one by one.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, they had seen a couple of spaceships.
Mm-hmm.
And it's assumed that possibly the thunderbolt came from spaceships. If that is true, so I won't ask for confirmation, why would anybody take a hostile view to another moon?
If I answer this question, it will be confirmed.
Oh. You can't theoretically answer it.
No.
Okay, no point.
Because whatever I say will be taken.